At the beginning of the show, we did talk about the Constitutional Court's decision in favour of the IEC and against the DA, which allows the IEC to open a new registration process for political parties, which means the ANC, among other parties, can now get candidates registered in wards where they failed to do so because of their incompetence and missing the deadline earlier on. Had quite a bit of response on it, and most people, I think, in line with the sentiment that ultimately, on a practical level, this is a good outcome. You don't want the elections to proceed without major parties on the ballot, because that undermines the election and means the results are sort of invalid. It's like taking a gap that shouldn't be taken. I understand where the DA came from in principle, in terms of rules are rules, and the ANC trying to bend the system to suit its own incompetence, and how this undermines the rule of law, etc., etc. There is some validity in that. But there's a bigger validity in making sure that all the major parties are on the ballot in all of the wards where they want to be, so that we get a valid test of the vote. But let's look at the ruling with Karen Moore, who joins me now, expert legal journalist with News 24. We often talk to her about legal matters. And usually, Karen, once again, it's the Constitutional Court having to resolve a political crisis.
Absolutely. I think the crucial thing to note here is that because of the urgency of this case, I mean, it's been conducted in a pretty extraordinary way. We saw the court initially just issuing an order with regard to the IEC's attempt to effectively postpone the local government elections and of course, saying that that would not happen. But then because only the order was released, there appeared to be confusion, as it were, as to how that judgment would actually impact on the potential reopening of nominations for candidates. And as a consequence, the IEC said, no, we will reopen this process. The DA then brought litigation. And the court ultimately saying that while its ruling did not provide, did not effectively provide the IEC with the ability to reopen that process, it could do so under the Municipal Elections Act, which gives it powers to amend its own timetables if in doing so it is ensuring exactly what you're saying, free and fair elections. So they're saying, well, you know, our order, our initial ruling did not necessarily enable what you're doing here. However, you do, as the IEC, have this legislative ability to amend your own timetable. And as a consequence, we are going to dismiss the DA's challenge.
Quite a complex judgment, as I read it, because it did reject several of the IEC's arguments. And it did say that the DA's challenge was warranted. It wasn't swatted away out of hand. But it did allow the IEC to find one of their arguments. They threw a lot at the wall and one seemed to stick, this particular municipal act.
Absolutely. And I think what's crucial here is that the court has left it open for the DA to bring separate litigation to challenge the outcome of the election. If they feel that if they are able to produce evidence, for example, that there was special treatment given to the ANC in this particular matter, that there was some form of inappropriate conduct by the IEC that would render the election, problematic, they could still bring such an application. So this is not a case where the Concord has turned around and said the DA's case is meritless. In fact, it said exactly the opposite. It said, look, we can see that there may be a basis for the DA's argument. However, based on the evidence that we have before us with these very truncated timelines, we are not going to dismiss the IEC's denial out of hand. However, should the DA find that they have more evidence or they've substantially convinced that there were severe problems in the way this whole thing folded out, they can still bring litigation. So it really is a kind of Solomon-type judgment. And I think that, with the limited timeline, with the kind of extraordinary situation that we sit in, I think that the Concord made the best decision that it could on the facts of this particular case.
And I think I saw a tweet from you, Karen, saying, surely now all parties need to accept this and settle down and get on with an election.
I mean, the unfortunate thing is that the DA, particularly Helen Ziller, had made a lot of quite problematic comments suggesting that she believed that there'd been collusion with the Constitutional Court and the ANC with the first judgment, which is why the ANC withdrew its electoral court challenge. And, you know, I mean, those kind of comments are really problematic, because if you have evidence of that nature, you need to produce it. A formal complaint needs to be made, and those issues need to be ventilated. But making vague and, you know, unsubstantiated allegations against the apex court in this country, you know, at a time where the judiciary is under such intense and constant attack, really is massively irresponsible. So it was good to hear John Stiernason coming out and saying the DA accepted it, accepts this ruling, and may possibly pursue future litigation if they are, you know, they feel that there is evidence to substantiate their assertions that the IEC acted with bias in this matter.
Karen, thank you very much indeed. Karen Maughan, expert legal journalist with News 24, often appears on Cape Talk to assess these critical matters. The Constitutional Court must be getting very, very tired of hearing key political matters as a matter of urgency.